I received the same question about a few times already, and the question goes as follows. Can I get a haircut on Friday? Simple. Can I get a haircut this Friday? We're in the middle of Sfiras Omer. Not everybody keeps first time, second time, assuming your minhag is not to get a haircut during the first part of Sfira. Can I get a haircut this Friday? Why would this Friday be any different? Because of the following. So it is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh on its own would not allow one to get a haircut during Sfira. Why is it different? It's Rosh Chodesh and it's Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berura says, since it's Rosh Chodesh and Erev Shabbos, it's Tosefes Simcha. There's an additional level of Simcha, and that allows somebody to get a haircut. It is Mutter. It's permitted to get a haircut on Friday this year. Even if Rosh Chodesh was not on Friday, Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos, or only on Shabbos, you would still be allowed to get a haircut because it's Erev Rosh Chodesh is a Simcha, and Erev Shabbos is a Simcha, and those two together would allow a haircut. It's fascinating. Rav Rimon just penned a tshuva on this. He has a WhatsApp group with, it's like 18 different WhatsApp groups with different groups of Rabbanim, people in the army. It's unbelievable. And he's like writing tshuvas all the time. And he just organized all the different cases when one would be allowed to get a haircut. So he points out the Mishnah Berura only quotes a second case. The Mishnah Berura only writes you get a haircut when Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, since it's double Erev Shabbos, Erev Rosh Chodesh. Why doesn't he say, if it's only Friday? Because there's an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. We learned about Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid a while ago. We discussed a shayla about throwing out shoes after somebody passes away from Sefer Chassidim, where he writes as a minhag not to get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. And it's questionable whether the authority of the Sefer Chassidim has any teeth today, and if people have that minhag, whether you should follow it or not. So he writes that even if you have that minhag, Rav Yashar writes this also in the Yerushi Mishnah Berura, even if that is your generally minhag, that would be, the exception would be this Friday, you can get a haircut. The second question I got about haircuts is regarding a bar mitzvah boy. Let's say your bo bayom bar mitzvah is next week, or in 2 weeks, at a time where everybody agrees you can't get haircuts during the Sfira. What about them? Can they get a haircut? Is that enough of a simcha? For example, the Rama says that if someone has a baby boy and they have a bris, for sure the moed, it's not the bala bris, can get a haircut. That's not a problem. What about here? Can the bar mitzvah boy get a haircut? So the Dirshim Mishnah Berura quotes that many poskim were against this lechatchila for a very practical reason. What is that? They can get a haircut a few weeks before. They could have got the haircut before Pesach, and it's probably good enough for the pictures. If it's not good enough for the pictures, Shlomo Zalman writes, then what can you do? He says you should get a haircut, not on the bo bayom. When should you get the haircut? A day before. When they're still a katan, when they're still 12 years old, not yet 13, when they're not yet a gadol, then they should get the haircut at that point. He writes, if you miss both of those days, you missed it beforehand, and you missed that day, you forgot to ask the question, you're too busy, whatever it is, then b'di'eved, you can get the haircut for the simcha of the bar mitzvah. It's not to undermine a bar mitzvah, just that practically you could do it beforehand, you can get it beforehand. So just to review, for bar mitzvah boy, it's ideal to get the haircut before. If that's not suffice, you can get it when they're a katan, that's better. And then when it comes to this Friday, l'chol hadeos, you can get the haircut this Friday because of a double simcha. It's Rosh Chodesh, Erev Rosh Chodesh, those are equal, and it is Erev Shabbos. Those two equal haircut on during the days of Sfira. The Prima Gadim also adds that if Rosh Chodesh fell out on Sunday, or Lag BaOmer was on Sunday for Ashkenazim, that would also allow a haircut, meaning that also is stretched or flexed. And that would permit a haircut as well on an Erev Shabbos, even though it's like a double Erev Rosh Chodesh, a double Erev Lag BaOmer, that would be enough to permit the haircut on this day.